Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
When I hear the word boundaries, is the only thing I think is just personal space. That's the first thing I think, and that's
physical space. Yeah,
but there's so much more to it.
So it could be physical space. It could also be emotional space or emotional connection. It can be, you know, how you protect the things that you say, who you tell, your privacy. So boundaries are.
Hey guys, it is Monday and welcome to the CatNat Unfiltered podcast. And this is a special podcast because Nat and I started The Common Parent way back when, because when we had teenagers, we felt way over our head and like no one was talking about it. Toddlers and the younger ones, everyone had all the conversations and there was books. So The Common Parent is a community that we created for members where they can go and listen to amazing experts. Now, because we love our community so much, we wanted to bring over some of the experts so you could hear little snippets of them. We bring you one a Monday. If you're in the membership, you know that you get full access to them and you have a whole bunch of library in there. So if you're new here, go check out thecommonparent.com. And if you're not, you're going to take a listen to some of the experts that join us. Really, it is about taking tools for your toolbox, quick hits, because a lot of us don't have time for a lot of books. And all the experts are so amazing that learning something that's actionable that day is like, the best. So this Monday, we hope you enjoy our expert and just sit back. We know it can be overwhelming. We know it can feel like a lot, but with the experts and the community and us, we all can do this together. Take a listen to our next expert right after this break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Now we're going live. So this is Nedra. I have been, you know, following you on Instagram. We've been following you on Instagram for a while, and your posts speak so much that a lot of people don't talk about in terms of, you know, being okay with boundaries and your own voice and your own space. And you really, you're the first one I've seen bring together so many points of, you know, it starts with you and then how we move forward in life. And I want to introduce you because I think more than ever, we need this conversation. You're an author. You have almost 1 million people on Instagram. So a lot of people must be having some of these conversations, must touch them. If you could just give us a little background on how and why and all that you're doing right now.
Tell me everything.
Literally.
Why I'm an author. My book is Set Boundaries, Find Peace. It came out in March and it is all about boundaries. I learned about boundaries many, many years ago, but when I was in grad school, I went to therapy and I didn't know why I was going. It was like, if you're a student, you can go for free. You should go if you want to be a therapist. So I was like, okay, cool. And I went and I was talking and my therapist was like, have you ever heard of boundaries? I'm like, what is that? And so, you know, we talked a little bit about boundaries. She recommended a book and I was like, oh my gosh, because basically I was setting boundaries and I was dealing with a lot of pushback. I was dealing with people getting mad at me, people not talking to me anymore for setting boundaries. And I was like, am I a terrible person? And the therapist is like, okay, tell me what the boundary was. You can't borrow my car. No, you're not a terrible person. I'm like, oh, okay. So I can say that to people. She's like, absolutely. I'm like, I thought I could, but the way they respond is just like, I've said this terrible thing. So that is the book. I've been a therapist for 14 years. And I absolutely love this work. It's so, I don't want to say fun because that sounds like a weird word to describe therapy, but I really like listening to people and helping them because it is such a gift to be able to do that, right? Like so often when we're in relationship with people, it's like this two-way street. And with your therapist, I'm just like, yeah. And my clients are often so shocked because I'll be like, wait, is this the guy that you dated when you were in middle school? And then his mom came over. And they're like, how do you remember that? I'm like, I'm literally listening just to you. You'd be surprised how much I can retain when I'm paying attention. Right. So it's a lovely job. I love doing that. And then I have this community on Instagram and I have tapped into a community of people who enjoy hearing about various aspects of mental health, wellness, relationships. And it's a lot of stuff that we don't know. And then there's some stuff that it's like, oh, wow, like, you know, this is a refresher. So it's good to be in all of these spaces doing things that I love.
I we're glad you do this. And I have to tell you, I feel like learning about boundaries should be learning about banking, should be learning about how to walk, how to talk. Like when I started to, you know, kind of deeper dive into your stuff, I'm like, how is this not a something we learn as humans? Like, how is this not a course in school? How many problems we could change? And I think the first question for a lot of people sitting there is like, what is a boundary? Like, what is that? And because that's a new word for a lot of people, right?
My initial thought when I hear the word boundaries is the only thing I think is just personal space. That was the first thing I thought, and that's
physical space. Yeah,
but there's so much more to it.
So it could be physical space. It could also be emotional space or emotional connection. It can be, you know, how you protect the things that you say, who you tell, your privacy. So boundaries are kind of, think of it as your operating procedures. It is your rules of engagement. It is the things that make you feel safe and comfortable in your relationships with other people. I think we do innately have boundaries. I think the challenge is expressing those boundaries to other people. I think we already have it. You know, if you look at most kids are very clear about, I don't want to wear jeans. I don't want to hug this person. I don't want to do that. And we are slowly like deprogramming them, like, no, do it. No, wear this. No, this. No, that. And that is teaching us maybe what I'm thinking is not what I'm supposed to be thinking. And then we grow up and we're still like, maybe I should go to the party. Maybe it's okay if people stand a little, but we're still like second guessing ourselves because we do know, and we know it because it comes up. It comes up like they're too close. No, no, maybe they're not. You know, it's like we know it, but we're so afraid to express that because we don't want to be perceived as mean people.
Mean or rude.
Are boundaries and intuition, sorry, are boundaries and intuition intertwined? Like that also sounds like your inner workings that are connected to your boundaries, because as a child, you know what you look like. I always think of the situation where they say, you know, I knew when he was asking to help me that I should have said no, but I didn't say no, and something terrible ended up happening. But they said that voice is so loud. Are they connected in that way? Like your nose inside?
I absolutely think they can be. Today I had a post and it was like how to say no when people won't listen to you saying no or something like that. And I had about 8 things like, no, I will not be able to. Please stop asking me, blah, blah, blah. And I don't really get into the comments of stuff because that's where things get a little murky on social media. But I did pull up the post and I saw one and it said like, these are so mean. It's so mean to tell people no. And I'm like, what?
Like, I read them and it was like, my no means no. Could you please stop asking me? Like, quite polite. Just
yeah, but there are so many of us, because we can't say no, we also can't hear no.
I took your quiz and I said to Nat when we were doing it, I was like, that is such an important one when you personalize someone else's boundary, because that's like, you're taking their boundary without your, like, that is such a confusing one. Why do we personalize people's boundaries so much?
Because it's personal. I think it does impact who we are and it lets us know how a person feels about us. Like, you know, we feel really close to people when we have no boundaries with them. That's why enmeshment feels so great, because it's like, I can do anything with this person. And not just, you know, to some extent, that feels good to have an all access pass. So when you let people know, oh, no, no, you can't do this, or you can do this, or this is how I would like that, it feels personal, because what they would really like is to be able to do whatever.
Huh. So enmeshment is when you have no boundaries between two people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does every that's children and a parent know, or do you need to have boundaries as parents?
I absolutely you should have boundaries as parents. As I am working from home, my boundary is the locked door to my office, right? Like, don't come in here. It's me saying beforehand, hey, I'm going into a meeting. Please don't step into this space. Bedtime. That's a wonderful boundary that we have with kids. Them being able to have their alone time and us having our alone time is so important to have boundaries with children and to teach them that it's okay for them to have boundaries. Because sometimes my kids will walk off, you know, like my daughter, she's into these Lego sets. She will walk off and she'll do her Lego set and she'll, you know, kind of zone out. That's great. You need your space.
You are hitting, I think, an aha moment, well, at least for me, because as your children get into tween and teenage and they set their boundaries of going to their rooms for their own time, mm-hmm. as parents, you're like, wait, like you personalize it, like mm-hmm. you don't leave me, don't ignore me. But that is probably a very healthy boundary for them. For them is this next age group to be setting for themselves, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you tell them no, they're probably like, wait, that's not an okay boundary for me to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, aren't we entitled to some space? Like, how do we process if we don't have the space to do it? I like to have space sometimes. So it makes sense that a kid would also like to have space.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Oh my gosh. Do you know how many parents feel guilty about taking that boundary space? But by taking that space, I hear you saying you teach boundaries when you take boundaries. When you set your own boundaries, you're teaching the boundaries in return.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I have talked to so many women who are burnt out, overwhelmed, frustrated. And one of the questions I ask, how did you see your mom setting boundaries? How did you see your mom practicing self-care and honoring herself? And far too often, people say, I didn't. My mom was giving to everyone. She was generous. She was taking care of this. She was doing that. And now mom is depleted.
I'm speechless because I don't know how we got to a place in society where women feel guilty for setting a boundary, but a boundary is so healthy because you teach a boundary. Mm-hmm. I think every woman is nodding their head right now. And so we should not feel guilty about saying, I'm taking this time right now to go do this. You're not a bad mom for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and you all mentioned you're still in lockdown. So how are you creating you're in a car right now, so that's a boundary, right? Physical boundary.
It's not easy. It's really not easy, especially when there's more people than rooms, you know? Mm-hmm. And so everyone's up in each other's space. As far as boundaries go, for, you know, I'm thinking about my 12-year-old daughter. Do I lead by example to show her boundaries? Or is this a conversation that you sit down with your kids and talk to them about?
I think both. Both lead by example and tell them what you're doing. You know, a lot of times when kids are overstepping a boundary, it's important to sort of reinforce, you know, you have a bedtime so I can have time to myself, because after a certain time, I like to relax. And when you're up and moving, I'm not able to relax because you're impeding on my space. Now it's time for you to go to bed. And I love to say, you know, kids need 12 hours of sleep. So you to get your 12, you got to go to bed. Sleep is a boundary. So, you know, or whatever age, you know, 11, 10, you know, as they get older, it changes. But certainly you need to get an ample amount of rest. So you should go to sleep.
I know. I love that.
Why do we feel bad setting boundaries? Like, why do people feel guilt and like they're a bad person for setting boundaries?
Because it means that someone isn't getting what they want.
Touché.
I have an example of a boundary. When I was little, my mom's side of the family is French Canadian, and they kiss on both cheeks. And I remember just hating hellos and goodbyes when we would get there and when we'd leave. And I wanted to do anything to get around it. And I hated it. It made me so nervous. And when I became an adult, I have let everyone know I don't hug. I don't hug you. I don't hug my friends. I don't know why I have to press my body up against you for no reason. And so I'm like a non-hugger, but I feel like it's part of being forced to do it as a child. Now I'm like, I'm the boss now.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you bridge that gap when your family or close friends have an expectation of your child or your teen or tween? Let's say they are more shy. Should us as parents be setting the boundary up, or should we be getting them to use their voices to set the boundary up? Like, how do we deal with people's expectations and their disappointment when we do not let them get what they want? Or is that not our issue?
Yeah, I think it's the parents' role to some extent to affirm what the boundary is, especially when it comes to hugging and those sorts of things. I am the sort of stranger. If I see a baby, I'm like, hey, little baby. Hi, baby. You know, a little kid, I'm like, hey. You know, like, I think it's so cute. I would say 70% of the time, the kid does not engage me. I do not care, right? I think you should have stranger danger. That's actually safe, kid. Don't speak to me, right?
Right.
I'm not taking, there are times where the parent will say hi to them or you do that. I'm like, no, it's okay. Like, I'm this is my thing. I'm not intent. I'm not pissed off at the one-year-old who doesn't want to talk to a stranger. So as parents, I think it is important to say, you know, my son is one and he doesn't enjoy speaking to everyone. Sometimes kids act like this with family. They act like this with grandparents. And
it's actually a fight between spouses. You know, like it's an in-law and they're like, go say hi. And you're like, no, they shouldn't have to.
Yeah. And I think what happens is we're not encouraging them to get to know people, to be comfortable with them. Most kids, if they see you being comfortable in a setting, they will kind of watch you and say like, oh, okay, she's talked to her a lot. All right. And they'll warm up. But if we're forcing them before they understand what's happening, how are we teaching them to honor their intuition about people? Because there are situations where that could come in handy. There are some people you should not just go up to and give them a hug. So if we're telling you to dishonor what you feel right now, when do we start teaching you to listen to yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that was a short snippet, like, you know, not long, but I do want to let you know the value of listening to experts where we curate the experience for you, because topics can feel so overwhelming. And when you get a mom's perspective that we're all concerned about, you know, often experts deep dive into like one topic and we're like, but wait a minute, what can we do right now? And how can we fix this? And can you help us?
And that's really what about the Common Parent's about, is normalizing it and giving you guys quick information. And if you are not someone who can listen to audio all the time, but I think you are because you're listening to this, we email you, we give you quick roundups and always things that are cutting edge. And we just really appreciate all of you being here. I hope you learned something today. And we hope you have a wonderful day or night wherever you may be.